It's yours truly, Jay Reezy, the young God in the earth, and I'm back with another great new episode. I would like to welcome all of my new listeners and my activation family. If you're new to the podcast, go ahead and add this podcast as one of your favorites. And I thank you in advance for coming into the family, the activation family. I just want to let you guys know the purpose of this podcast was solely to create and activate the free thinker, to cultivate relationships and shine light on topics for the world to see. Who am I? I am a father. I am a motivational speaker. I am a lover. I am a lover of people, a lover of family, a lover of children, kids. I like to impact young people. If you don't know me, get to know me. You can definitely follow me on IG. That's J_Renard. That's on IG, and then also on Facebook, I am at Jay Renard as well. On Twitter, it's Joel Renard 6. Check me out on those different platforms. I do have Activation Podcasts or Activation Group on Facebook. So I would love for you guys to also tune in on that. Thank you guys for being patient with me. Thank you so much for all that you do. The inboxes, people inboxing me, I really do appreciate that. I've been trying to pull back and just trying to be more reserved on, my own self and some of the greatest battles that we'll find that we have in this life is with ourselves. And the direction I wanted to go in, I was kind of like battling, should I make it, should I make this thing more spiritual, metaphysical, just going back and forth with, the whole thing about, spirituality of, just the things in life, And I think if we make this thing, if we become more spiritual and in tune with ourselves, I would truly believe that we would move throughout the earth as we ought to, as people not being stressed out, not being frustrated. We're living out our purpose in this life if we are more spiritual, not religious, but spiritual. Okay. And I want to say that again, not religious, but spiritual. Learning more about ourselves and what keeps us in tune with the great I am, the supreme being of all things, the universal God. And just staying in tune with the universal God. And I believe that when we do that, we'll embody love. We'll embody the characteristics of joy, peace, laughter, sympathy for other people. We won't be as judgmental, but we'll understand. We'll have an understanding that mastering the mind is a daily work. It's daily work. It's a marathon. It's not a race. It's a marathon. Marathon is something that we have to continuously do, working on knocking off those rough edges around us and in us, so that we can be that smooth pillar one day in our minds, that we'll look at the work that we've done within ourselves and we'll love it even more. We'll appreciate it even more. So Getting back to what I was saying, like I was battling, and this is what I've come to, the resolve that I've come to. I've come to the resolve of understanding and mastering the mind. And I'm going to be dealing with mastering the mind and mastering how to love yourself unconditionally. Understanding how to not only master the mind, but use practicality in everyday life. Not from a religious standpoint, but just from a practical standpoint. How do I manage what I have? I say this all the time. A person can have a liver transplant, a kidney transplant, all these different transplants, but you can't have a brain transplant. You can't have a mind transplant. Why? Because what's for you is strictly for you. You are your own savior. You are your own savior. You can come to a resolve within yourself and live in peace for the rest of your life. You don't have to be in battle with yourself, but you can live in peace and joy. Enjoy life. When you look at life, you look at life differently. Why? Because you have come to a resolve within yourself. And this is where I feel Activation Podcast can come and just, you know, be that influencer where I'm not trying to change anybody's life. I'm not trying to change your way of thinking. This podcast is for the free thinker, nothing more, nothing less. And I want to make that so clear. This is not for the one that is closed-minded, but one that will come and hear, just have an open heart to receive, and not saying that you have to take everything I say and you know, use it. But I want you to take what I say and do research for yourself. You know, I'm not an advice giver. I don't give advice. So I'm just sharing my life experiences with you so that you will be able to, you know, if you can take something from it, take something from it. If not, you're just a listening ear. And I do appreciate that. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to dive right into our subject today, which is activating the 12 disciples, activating the 12 disciples. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. And welcome back to all of our Activation podcast listeners and family, friends. If you're just joining us, I am yours truly, Jay Reeves, the young God in the earth. And before I went to break, I stated that I will be talking about on this new episode, activating the 12 disciples, or should I say the 12 disciplines of the mind. This is something that a lot of people do not dive into because we are sometimes can be so superficial, and we can just stay on the surface with our mind, our mindsets and different things like that. But if you have or if you are a person who have noticed, like, man, it's so hard for me to establish order in my life, you have to ask yourself, am I in harmony and am I in sync with the divine law and the divine creator of my life, which is the Most High, the universal God? Am I in alignment? Am I in harmony with the divine? And if not, you have to really, really question it and think on those things. Like, why am I not in sync, or why am I not in alignment, or not in harmony, or not in order with the universal God or the source of all things? And I want to dive into this, I read from the Kabbalah, I read from the Torah, I read from, all these different type of books, but the Bible is something that I read from a lot, because I realize that it is the Bible has a lot of keys, clues, a lot of things that will help us, me, you, we all, us all in this life. I believe that the Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth, or basic instructions before mastering the mind on this earth, transitioning into another life. It's a lot of things that I can go into right now, but I want to stick to the topic at hand. Activating the disciplines, or the faculty, the 12 faculties of the mind. And in Matthew, in Matthew, the 10th chapter, it says, Jesus called into his 12 disciples and gave them authority over the unclean spirits to cast them out. Unclean spirits, right? Which is the thoughts, okay? The negative thoughts. He gave them the authority to cast the negative thoughts out, all right? To cast them out and heal every disease and every infirmity, okay? And I want to talk about, the 12 faculties of the mind, okay? The 12, and then it goes on to say the 12 apostles. These 12 apostles, they govern the mind. These are symbolic, and they are symbolizing the faculties of the mind. They are symbolizing the faculties of the mind. In another episode, in episodes to come, I'll start diving into, the 12 tribes, the symbolisms behind the numbers that we see a lot in the Bible. But for today, I just want to stick to the 12, activating the 12 faculties of the mind, or the 12 disciplines of the mind. Now, in the Bible, it says he gave them, called them by the name, and these are the listings of the 12 disciples, okay? Simon Peter, if you follow the life of Simon Peter, he is a faith man. He deals only in faith. If you read your Bible, Peter, they was out on the boat, and Peter said, if it's you, bid me to come. His faith was so strong because he understood, the faith. You have to have faith within the faculties of your disciplines, or the faculties of your mind. You have to have faith. Okay, Andrew represents the strength. The strength. How strong are you mentally to combine your faith with your strength? James, the son of Zebedee's judgment, how to judge those things in your life, and how to really understand where you are, not judging yourself to put yourself down, but a rightful judgment, rightfully judging your thoughts, and rightfully judging those areas in your life, okay? John represents love, the love that you're supposed to embody for yourself and supposed to have for yourself. When I really believe when you love yourself unconditionally, you would be able to manifest that love and show that love to other people. The reason why I feel like our society and our world is the way that it is because it's a lot of people that really don't love themselves. They don't know how to love themselves. You know, I had an opportunity to, you know, talk with a group of young men, and I know it's loud, you know, here outside. They're doing some work outside. So if you hear noise, please forgive me, you know. It's all good in the hood. but I had the opportunity to talk to some young men, and I just did, you know, I did the mirror test. How long can you look at yourself in the mirror? And to be honest with you, I passed around, it was about, you know, 15 to 16 guys, you know, and I was passing around this mirror. And they couldn't even look in themselves in the mirror for a long time, not even a minute, you know. And what does that say about them? There is a disconnect. There's a dislike somewhere within themselves about themselves, you know. And I said that to say this: you must have love for yourself. You must embody love for yourself, you know, before you try to say that you love a female, or say that you love a male. How well do you love yourself? You know, how well do you treat yourself? If you love yourself, you'll treat yourself well. You know, so these are things that are a part of the activating the 12 disciplines of the mind. You can't be around here, you know, saying that you love yourself, but you treat anytime something happened in yourself, happened in your life, you're down on yourself, and you can't seem to shake that feeling of this, that strong disdainment or distaste for what happened, whether it's your fault or not, you know, or if you were included in that situation. How well can you love yourself, or how well do you love yourself in that situation and out of that situation? Okay, so John was a representation of love. Okay, Philip being power, the power, you need power to active, keep that love and that faith and that strength activated, and that judgment activated. Talk to the faculties of your mind. Activate those faculties of your mind, okay? Bartholomew, it was imagination. It was imagination. Can you see yourself in a better place? If you can't see yourself in a better place, that's a problem. There is a problem. That is a problem. Imagination is key. Before you even, let's take myself as an example. I knew within myself that I was going to graduate. I saw myself, I envisioned myself graduating. I envisioned myself going to college to play football, and it happened. What you can conceive and imagine, you can definitely achieve it. You can definitely reach the goals that you set for yourself if you can imagine it. That's how powerful the mind is. The mind can create a atmosphere of bliss, a holy bliss. It can your mind can imagine even you being on an island, a tropical island. Your mind can take you to places that you've never physically been. But guess what? If you can imagine it, it will happen for you. So it's important to activate that discipline or that faculty of imagination in you. So I'm going to stop right here, and I'll be right back to continue the topic of activating the disciples or the faculties of the mind. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Activation Podcast family. Again, if you're just tuning in, it's yours truly, Jay Reese, the young God in the earth. And we are talking about activating the 12 disciplines of the minds, or the 12 faculties of the mind, however you want to take it. And before I went to break, I was talking about the imagination. The imagination being is one of the disciples in the Bible by the name of Bartholomew. The imagination is so, I wanted to continue talking about how important the imagination is. If you don't have an imagination or don't know how to create or imagination have never been a part of your life, I would urge you, and I would encourage you to get into imagining things, imagining only the good for your life, imagining only the good for those that are around you. Imagining only the good that should be for you and those that are connected to you. I don't want you to imagine, you know, all these bad things happening. Although we live in a crazy world, we can live in a crazy world, but we don't have to be crazy in the world. I'm going to say that again. Although we live in a crazy world, we don't have to be crazy in the world, because we have trained, or we are training our imagination. We are activating our imagination to live in peace, to live in harmony, to live in a place within ourselves that we are one with the universal God. We are one with the universal source. The universal God is harmony, is peace, is joy, is laughter, is sympathy, it's love, it's encouragement. These are the species of interest given or the characteristics given by the universal God, that we become one and we live in harmony and we live in peace. But it all starts in the imagination. And this is how you activate what is peaceful in your life. What brings a level of peace to you when you sit and close your eyes and you imagine things? What is bringing you peace? And it all starts from the imagination. Like, I can't say what you want, but I can only say what I want. I want good to always be around me. I want the good that I know I deserve because I'm one with God. I want the peace, the joy, the love, the happiness, the contentment, all these things I want, and I can imagine, and I feel a great feeling when I imagine these things. Who wants to be around drama all the time? That means your imagination is off. If you only see the bad in people, if you only see the negative in people, if you only see, you know, things that causes things to be unaligned or unbalanced in your life, then I have to question your imagination. So imagination is a big part of activating those disciplines or those faculties of the mind. That's a main key and component of the 12 faculties of the mind, or the 12 disciplines of the mind. The imagination activation family, it's your imagination. Get your imagination together. Get it together. You know, and as we continue, you know, the imagination, all right? And then Thomas represents, of the 12, understanding. You know, if you follow Doubting Thomas throughout the scripture, he was always trying to understand, like, how could you be who you are? Well, feel my hand. Yes, this thing. Can't you see the hole? He was always trying to come to an understanding. And this is what I say. You guys have heard me say this time and time again. Knowledge plus understanding equals wisdom. Get the knowledge. Without understanding, knowledge can't be. It doesn't exist. So knowledge plus the understanding will bring you into wisdom. And I didn't understand it for my life. I didn't understand it for quite some time. But once I got the understanding of the knowledge that I received, I now became a force. I became a force. And I didn't hold on to the thing. It's not good. I know this may sound kind of crazy, but if you have understanding, you don't necessarily have to hold on to a lot of things that you receive that's knowledgeable, because wisdom is infinite. If I may, it's so much wisdom to be given, you can never go lacking in knowledge. Oh, man. Understanding keeps you connected to knowledge, but most of all, it helps you stay in wisdom. Understanding does. So that's why I say knowledge plus understanding equals wisdom. It's wisdom. It's the wisdom that I'm after, the true wisdom. But in order for me to dive in or jump off the diving board into this oasis of wisdom, I must, before diving in, I must have understanding. So Thomas, it was a representation of understanding. Matthew, if you look at Matthew, the will, your will must be in alignment to be in harmony with the universal God. Your will must be in alignment with God in order. And this is a faculty of the mind. Your willpower. I have willpower. If it's eating too much, if it's if you don't have, you know, if you don't like walking or running or doing things like that, your willpower must be in alignment to be one with you. Your will. So Matthew talks is a representation of the will. James is law and order. Universal law, being one with God, that law, universal law, natural law, it brings order. It brings order to your life. Law and order, law and order. James is a representation of law and order. You know, Thaddeus. You know, Thaddeus is a representation of reunification. Thaddeus is a reuniting the reunification of bringing the mind and all, you know, your faith, your strength, your power, your imagination, your understanding, your will, that is the representation of what Thaddeus is in the Bible. The disciple, that faculty, it's about bringing those things all together, right? And once the reunification comes together, now you go into Simon. And that is the zeal. That's the zeal that you need to have. That's the zeal that is required of all of the rest of the faculties of the mind. The zeal is what you need. The zeal says it is possible. It is what it is. That's what the zeal says. That is the representation of Simon the Canaanite. You know, it's the zeal by which every human being that understands the faculties of the mind should have. The zeal is what I'm constantly holding fast to. You know, I believe, like, with having faith, with having strength, with having judgment, with having love, with having the imagination, with having understanding, with knowing what my will is, bringing my will into alignment, into balance with the universal God, you know, having law, the natural law, the spiritual laws, having those laws brings order to my life. You know, and then with the reunification, continuously just going and connecting all of these things together, now I have the zeal. The zeal is what I need. And this is now, we're going to get into Judas now. This is the thing that we ought to avoid, the unredeemed life force, which is that negative thought process that tries to come and snatch those 11 things, those other 11 faculties of the mind. But guess what? Judas, you have to take that un off and realize that you have the redeeming force, life force within you to activate all of those things by having a positive mindset. You're not the unredeemed life force, but you are the redeemed life force within you. As a man thinketh, so is he. If you think on positive things, you are renewing and you are generating the redeemed life force within you. You are making yourself, you have not only convinced yourself, you have manifested being one with God, the universal God. It's all about mastering the mind, people. It's all about being a mature and having this mindset that says I'm working to continue this marathon that I'm in. It's not a race, it's a marathon. It's something that I'm continuously doing on a daily basis. I can't get tired because it's all about me, manifesting and staying in alignment and staying in harmony and peace within myself with the universal God. It's all about activating those 12 disciplines of the mind. You're not unredeemed. That 12th one is not the unredeemed life force. It is the redeemed life force after knowing, after getting and getting understanding of all things, all the faculties within you. Now I understand that I'm not unredeemed, but I am redeemed. I am the renewed life force within me. Why? Because I have embraced the positive mindset. I have embraced love for myself. I have surrendered or brought my will into alignment. I have gained the understanding. My imagination has brought me to this point where I am. My faith is keeping me where I am. The strength that I have, the understanding of law and order, and the reunification of all of these faculties in my mind. All these faculties in my mind are one with the great I am, the universal God. I'm at peace. I'm in love. I'm not a worm. I'm not a peasant. I'm not all of the negative things, but I am who I am. I am who I am. And who I am, who I see myself as. I see myself as love. I see myself as joy. I see myself as peace. I see myself having patience, knowing that I'm not in a race, but I'm in a marathon. These are the things that keeps you or me. These are the things that keep myself from getting frustrated or wanting to give up on life. These positive things that I'm envisioning. It keeps my mind at ease, all while continuing to work. See, a lot of times, even in religion says, wait on God. Wait on God and he'll renew you. No, that's so far from the truth. God is ever working. God is ever moving. God is, it's action. The word God is action. What actions am I putting forth in me? And those actions are not strenuous. Those actions are not keeping me tired, but they are renewing the life force within me. Have you ever thought about the word disease? Have you ever meditated on or just broke that word down? A lot of times where people have these things that happen in their life, like heart attacks, high blood pressure, these things are not designed for your life. How can your own heart attack its own heart? I don't understand that. I just don't understand that. There's a diseasement. There's a dis-ease in the body, in your spirit, in your mind. So you have to go back and undo those things, pull those wires out. unwire those, rewire those wires into something positive. If God is in me and I'm in God, there's no sickness. There's no disease, dis-ease. If I am one with the great I am, the universal God, there is no dis-ease in me, but I am renewed, I am restored, I am redeemed, I am the redeemed life force. And because I am the redeemed life force, I am surrounded in all the faculties, all 12 faculties of my disciplines is love. I'm going to say that again. In all 12 faculties that is within me of my mind, it is surrounded by love. And again, Activation Podcast family, love is the key. If you truly have love in your heart, if you truly know how to love yourself, you will not at all continue to be at odds with people. You will not continue to let things get under your skin or cause dis-ease in your mind, because you have embodied, you have embraced not the negative, but the positive thing. Now will help me understand people even more, because I've activated, and I continue to do it every day, every morning that I wake up and my feet hit the ground. I activate those faculties in my, those disciplines in my mind, those 12 disciplines in my mind. I activate those. So when someone go against me or try to, get me all rattled and stuff, I understand they haven't come into what I've come into. So it makes me treat them different. And when I say different, I treat them with a grace. You have to start treating people with grace, man. Not judgment, but grace. Because they're not where you are. They're not where you are. They don't know how to activate. They haven't been told how to properly activate the faculties of the mind. When you activate the faculties of the mind, forgiveness is at the top of it. Why? Because forgiveness says they don't understand. And because they don't understand, forgiveness is that grace, that extended grace. So I'd encourage you. I want to encourage all of my listeners out there. Continue to do the work. Continue to run the marathon. Continue to keep those 12 disciplines of the mind activated, cultivated, so that your life can be changed for the greater good, for the greater good of you, for the greater good of this society, for the greater good of this world. I'm gonna say this and I'm going to close. If everyone come into this understanding, it'll be more light than darkness. It'll be more calmness than chaos. It'll be more love than hatred. If everyone activate properly the 12 disciplines or the 12 faculties or the 12 governors of the mind. Listen, family, I love you to life. And I say this all the time. There's absolutely, positively nothing you can do about it. And until we meet again, you know what time it is. It's time to get out of here. I love you, family. I love you, family. I love you, family. Activate. Activating the 12 disciplines or the 12 faculties of the mind. 12 faculties are faith, strength, judgment, love, imagination, understanding, will, reunification, zeal, but most of all, the redeemed life force. I love you guys. Take care.